This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, another crazy day, another great day in Trump land. We got the liberals on the run. I'm telling you, they're on the run. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is insane. It's official. Let Wayne Root have said it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, is insane. She's lost her mind. I'll tell you why in a matter of minutes. A couple other things I'm going to get to, speaking of insanity and liberals. I just have to talk about this first to start the show before I get to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the communist crazy woman. In Texas, a mom forces a sex change operation on her six-year-old son. Liberals need our help. They've got to be put in insane asylums. They've got to have straitjackets on. And you've got to take them away from their children. Because they're unhappy that children are actually boys or girls. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life. And it's happening all the time now. Insane liberals think six-year-old children should change their sex. Although James Younger is biologically a boy and wants to stay that way. His mother, Anne Georgulis, has dressed him as a girl since he was three, calls him Luna. Sounds like Stacey Abrams giving the response to the State of the Union. Happy Lunar New Year. They're all loony. They've all lost their minds. It's a Lunar Loony New Year. Does anyone know what a Lunar New Year is? Does anyone wish each other a Happy Lunar New Year? She calls her son Luna instead of James and enrolled him in school as a girl. This poor boy, that is absolutely, positively child abuse. She should be arrested and thrown in prison for years to come. I'm Mr. Anti-Government. I don't want government touching me or my family. I don't want government in any of our lives. I don't want government interrupting our parenting or tell us what to do. And even I admit, this time the government has to step in and arrest this crazy, sick, mentally illiberal whack job. This poor little boy, he's screwed up for life. He's done. He's got zero chance. Poor kid. On October 18, 2018, court order by the Municipal Court of the City of Coppell, Texas. Is that anywhere near Dallas, Chris? Coppell, Texas? Gave the mother the exclusive right after notifying the father could consent to psychiatric and psychological treatment of the children. James has a younger brother, Jude. Now she's subjecting her boy to social transitioning therapy to prepare him for chemical castration when he's eight. James' father, Jeffrey Younger, is fighting this. You think? I mean, you know how bad prison is. I really do. I would risk going to jail for the rest of my life. I'd break into the house. I'd steal the child. I'd kidnap him, and I'd bring him to Australia, and I'd never look back. Never look back. Can you imagine this being done to this poor little boy? Or two poor little boys. Both boys are in danger of their lives by a sick, mentally illiberal mother. Whew. And for fighting this, because the husband and father, Jeffrey Younger, is fighting this, Georgulis, or Georgulis, however she pronounced her name, she tried to remove all parental rights from the father and also accused him of domestic violence. And thank God on June 11th, 2018, Jeffrey was acquitted of domestic assault charges. She's enrolled the boy as a girl in school. He's currently in first grade. The teachers know he's a boy, but the other parents and students are unaware. He's undergoing social transitioning therapy to prepare him for chemical castration. His mother has support and financial backing. I'm sure it's from the Soros Foundation. I'm sure it's from Stacey Abrams. I'm sure it's from Maxine Waters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Jeff needs financial help with legal fees and help networking to find expert witnesses who will help him keep his son safe. The court is requiring Jeff to pay for transgender therapy and future sexual mutilation of his son. Courts have enjoined Jeff, meaning stopped him, from dressing as a boy at school, from teaching him he's a boy and from sharing religious teachings on gender. He's been accused of abuse for saying his son is a boy. I've never heard anything like this in my life, but this is how far it goes. This is how far liberalism goes. Now, Trump gave a speech, a State of the Union. His ratings jumped to 49%. I assume this is at Rasmussen. I'm looking at this article. Trump moves to 49% approval. I'm assuming Rasmussen. And he's more popular than Obama still. Now, the rest of the show, I'm going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She'd probably love that. That's probably her objective. Another liberal starving for affection. Dysfunctional Hollywood liberal. Except instead of going to Hollywood and being an actress and being starving for attention and begging for applause, she became a politician at a young age after being a bartender and somehow got elected in an all-minority district where she went door-to-door and told everybody you can't have a white guy representing you. And then she won like 5,000 to 3,000. For a lousy 2,000 votes difference and a total of 5,000 votes. Maybe it was 6 to 4. Let's say it's 6,000 votes. She's now the most famous Democrat in the United States of America. And her ideas are actually out there. Her Green New Deal came out today. It is the sickest thing you've ever heard in your life. She's mentally ill. She aims to make air travel obsolete. We will only travel on high-speed trains. And those trains will go over the ocean. Hey, Cortez, we all believe you're mentally ill. You're a whack job. You're a nutty, crazy woman. But it doesn't matter if you're a woman. Let no one call me sexist. You could be a man to have the same proposal. You're a nutty, crazy, whack job. I'm not quite sure what you are. Maybe you're transsexual. Maybe you're once a man. Whatever you are, you're a mentally ill nutcase. Her Green New Deal demands economic security for Americans unwilling to work. Here are the most shocking proposals from Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. This from Zero Hedge. She's threatening a massive transformation of our society. She was a bartender. She's 29 years old. And she got elected in an all-minority district by telling everyone, don't vote for the white guy. Now she thinks she runs America. Here's the details of the proposal. Rebuild every single building in America. Upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. for the state-of-the-art energy efficiency. Oh, my God. Knock them all down. Knock every building in America down. It'll get everyone jobs, right? Oh, I forgot. She wants to defend the people who don't want to work. We'll end all traditional forms of energy in the next 10 years. Oh, she's not a space cadet, huh? Is anybody out there that think this woman's insane? You're dealing with someone with an IQ of subhuman. The Green New Deal is a 10-year plan to mobilize every aspect of American society at a scale not seen since World War II to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions. Guys, you got to put her away. Put her away quickly in a straitjacket. Lock her up and don't ever let her out. She's got to go to a Queens or Bronx insane asylum, in her district preferably. She plans to ban nuclear energy. It's unclear if we'll be able to decommission every nuclear plant within 10 years, but the plan is to transition off of nuclear and all fossil fuels as soon as possible. Build trains across oceans and end air travel. I'm not kidding, folks. I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making it fun. This is all happening. This is true. Now, thank God, Democrats aren't capable of anything. But the whole world, and the whole world's laughing at her, and we all think she's insane and a stupid little fool. But it doesn't matter. She's actually making these proposals. She wrote this stuff up. Build out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. Don't invest in new technology instead of carbon capture and storage. Just plant trees instead. We believe the right way to capture carbon is to plant trees and restore natural ecosystems. CCUS technology to date has not proven effective. That's carbon capture and storage. So she wants us to go back to the Stone Age. Mandate all new jobs be unionized. Ensure that all jobs are union jobs that pay prevailing wages and hire local. Oh, my God. She's a sick, sick puppy. May include a carbon tax. May. We're not ruling a carbon tax out, but a carbon tax would be a tiny part of the Green New Deal, she says. Yeah, because you're going to bankrupt all of us and put taxes of 100% in and steal everyone's money, so a carbon tax might not even be important, right? I understand. How much will it cost? No estimate of the total cost of implementing the Green New Deal. is offered by Ocasio-Cortez. However, as she admits, even if every billionaire and company came together and were willing to pour all the resources at their disposal into this investment, the aggregate value of the investments they could make would not be sufficient. She does provide one estimate that the cost to repair and upgrade infrastructure alone will cost $4.6 trillion. How will it be paid for? Don't worry about that, she says. She doesn't provide any insight into how the trillions of dollars in spending will be paid for other than claiming the Federal Reserve can extend credit to power these projects and investments and new public banks can be created to extend credit. But as she says herself, the question isn't how we'll pay for it, but what will we do with our new shared prosperity? Folks, Fidel Castro has come to America. Nobody's this dumb. Nobody's this dumb to buy it except for Democrats and liberals. And so they've got to fill the country with foreigners, illegals dumb enough to believe this stuff, who are willing to vote vote Democrat even though they're illegal. That's the Democrat game plan. There it is. Open borders, fill the country with people dumb enough to actually listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and go, oh, that's so smart. And yay! Yeah, mommy, I want trains to fly over the ocean. Yes, dear, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has come to fulfill all our dreams. See that S on her chest? She's Superwoman. This is not silly. This is not stupid. This is not ignorant. This is the level of super nuclear insanity. Tie her up. Throw her in an insane asylum. Throw away the key. Don't ever let her go out. When she bangs on the doors, don't let her out. Say, Alexandria, the train will be coming soon. Don't worry. We'll fly you over the ocean on a train. Soon it'll be there.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top race teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm not even going to do my usual open of the show, which I do in this segment. I'm not going to do an advertisement, sponsor, live read, nothing. I'm going to go straight to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the commentary that I wrote for this Sunday's newspapers before I knew she'd released this Green New Deal. I knew nothing about it, but I knew that she has to be taken care of now. We got to ixnay this woman. We got to get her away fast in an insane asylum. So my new column's coming out Sunday. I wrote it at 8 this morning before the Green New Deal was released. Proof Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is wrong for America. And this is a tribute to my uncle Mike Root, who I've talked about on the show, who just died. I knew Mike Root. Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no Mike Root. My uncle Mike Root died a few days ago. He was not only a great family man, but the personification of American exceptionalism. Mike proved the American dream is real. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, that's what they call her now, AOC, is the socialist darling of the moment. You couldn't find more polar opposites than Mike Root and AOC. This is a teachable moment. Mike was one of seven children born to my grandparents, Anna and Louis Root, in Brownsville, Brooklyn, in the early 1900s. These seven Jewish kids in Brooklyn were born into poverty, abject poverty. And then it got worse. Their father, Louis Root, dropped dead of a heart attack. I think he was 38 years old when my grandfather died. My grandmother was left penniless with seven young mouths to feed. There was no welfare, no food stamps, no Medicaid, no Social Security, no nothing. Yet unlike Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and her socialist friends who want to turn America to Cuba or Venezuela, those seven penniless kids never complained, never protested, never made excuses, never blamed racism. All seven young kids got a job to pay the bills. those seven kids took care of their mother's bills for the rest of her life. My grandmother was taken care of by those seven kids forevermore. They paid her rent, they pay her food, they pay her bills. All seven of those kids went on to achieve pretty darn good lives because of American exceptionalism and capitalism in this country. Being born into poverty doesn't mean you're destined to stay in poverty. Not true in the rest of the world, but here, because of capitalism, you could fight your way out of poverty. But Uncle Mike was the shining star. He started an electronics company, built it for many years into a powerhouse, and sold it for a fortune. A kid born into abject poverty on Pitkin Avenue in Brooklyn became a millionaire in America. Only in America. It wasn't easy. As the saying goes, it takes 20 years to achieve overnight success. It took years of hard work. He raised three children, two of them special needs. He lost his beloved wife, Sonny, to cancer. He found love again with my Aunt Louise. He spent 30 years loving Louise and her children. Mike used his wealth to make sure his two special needs children, my cousins, were taken care of for life. I called Uncle Mike a few days ago. He was on his deathbed, dying of kidney failure at the age of 87. Aunt Louise said he was very weak and could only talk for a few seconds. But when he heard it was his nephew, Wayne, Mike had a surge of energy, and we spoke for 20 minutes. I'll never forget his last words. Mike said the Root family was so poor growing up in Brooklyn, we had nothing, but I set three goals: to take care of my family, to become president of a company, and to become wealthy. And I made all three goals come true, Wayne. Only in America, only with capitalism. God bless America. He told me he loved me, and then he fell asleep. Louise took the phone, and those are the last words Uncle Mike ever said to me. He died the next day. My message to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez: Mike Root is America, and you are not. This isn't a socialist country. Most Americans want to achieve success, achieve financial freedom, and use the money to take care of their family. That's the point of life. That ambition is what makes America the greatest and richest country in the world, and that attitude lifts people out of poverty. Only capitalism could do that. Socialism cannot. Government cannot. Mike made it. The poor kid from Brooklyn got rich because of freedom and capitalism and opportunity and mobility. Only in America. Mike Root is the American dream. Mike Root is what makes America exceptional. Mike Root proves Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez must be defeated and her ideas sent to the garbage heap of history. As President Trump said in his State of the Union, America will never become a socialist nation. The only mistake he made, by the way, he should have said, quoting Winston Churchill, America will never, ever, 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 ever become a socialist nation over my dead body, over my cold, dead hands. Mike Root is America. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is garbage. Socialist, Marxist, communist, insane garbage. And she's got to be stopped. When I get back, we're going to have a guest on who will tell you what socialism is really all about. And some headlines I want to read you. Starving Venezuelans warn the U.S. socialism is a big lie. You'll be starving in the street eating garbage.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
Without citing any proof, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Congress reviewing President Trump's tax returns. Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas tells Fox News there's other ways for folks to examine President Trump's financial records.
I think the financial disclosures, I keep coming back to that because that's where you really learn about the relationships, how much stake you have in businesses, what are those relationships.
A bankruptcy judge approved the sale of Sears to its chairman, Eddie Lampert, for over $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You could
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right. You thought I had to use Venezuela as an example of socialism. You didn't know that downtown L.A.'s typhus outbreak has now spread to City Hall, and they may have to remove all carpets in Los Angeles City Hall. I mean, there's plenty of socialism right in California, man. The results are right in front of you. Homeless encampments everywhere. Insects. Needles. Disgusting bugs. Disgusting disease. Typhus. Tuberculosis. Blood, urine, feces, San Francisco, L.A., they're gone, man. My God, that's what liberalism and socialism does to you. Can't even live anymore in these places. Can't live a decent middle-class life. You're surrounded by homeless encampments and filthy people and drugs and blood and feces and disease in your kid's classroom and in City Hall. City Hall. You let Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez take over, America will be bankrupt and diseased in a week. We're not going to last a week with someone like that in charge. Can you imagine how sick this woman is? All right, speaking of sick, here's the greatest transition of all time. Speaking of sick, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're ever sick, these are the people to deal with. We got to get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in. She needs Liberty HealthShare because she is sick in the head. I wonder if they treat mental illness. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian health sharing organization. They're not health insurance. They're an alternative to health insurance. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. You can do it today, at this minute. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are a member. I took a chance, and I put my kids, my family, under the Liberty HealthShare umbrella. 3 years ago, my third year, I've saved $54,000 just in the premiums, just in the monthly cost. $54,000, 18 a year, 3 years. Plus $2,500 dental bill, they reimbursed $2,000 of it. Three doctor visits by me, that was for my son. Three doctor visits for me in 2019, all in December. Finally bit the bullet and went to three doctors. Figured I'd get all my year's stuff in one shot and I'd pay for it myself. I just knew they wouldn't take Liberty HealthShare. Guess what? All three took Liberty HealthShare and all three said there's not even a copay. No fee of any kind. It's called a wellness visit. They take care of it. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost. I'm loving it. This is how you get back at the liberals. Make your health insurance go down instead of up. Except you're not using health insurance. You're using something better. Christian Health Sharing. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. LightYourLiberty.com is their website. LightYourLiberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, we've got our guest here. Perfect guest at the perfect time, because I dedicated the whole first half of the hour to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the madwoman, the insane madwoman, who really is introducing communism and trying to destroy this entire country and this entire economy and bankrupt us all. She's a madwoman. And we've got Justin Haskins with us, executive editor at the Heartland Institute, editor-in-chief of StoppingSocialism.com. How's that for the perfect segue? StoppingSocialism.com, author of Socialism is Evil, The Moral Case Against Marx's Radical Dream. Justin, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going? You're fired up tonight, huh?
I'm always fired up, 24 hours a day, but I'm especially fired up against this Ocasio-Cortez. She's a mad woman. Her new Green Deal she announced hours ago is the single most insane ravings of a lunatic communist I've ever heard in my entire life. It's beyond the pale. What do you say about it, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about the most radical, destructive, dangerous policy proposal offered at least in the last half century in America, maybe ever in American history. I know that sounds extreme, but it's true. I mean, she wants to eliminate all fossil fuels in 10 years, basically, destroying 3.4 million jobs at minimum. She wants to upgrade every single home and business in the country for comfort and safety. That means the federal government coming to your house and upgrading your home and your business. That's insane.
Where would they get the money from? Where would the money come from in this fairy tale world she lives in?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically, the plan is to print it. And the amazing thing about the proposal that she put out today with Senator Ed Markey, another lunatic, is that There is no plan to pay for it. They don't even tell you how much they expect this whole thing to cost. I mean, we've done some analysis of it. We think it's going to cost at least $50 trillion in the first 10 years. It could be more than that. They're adding things to it. It seems like every other week, this week, they added a what seems to be, because the language is so vague you can't tell, but what seems to be sort of a universal guarantee for college and a universal guarantee for healthy food and a universal guarantee for an income for every single person who wants one, regardless of whether or not they're qualified for a job. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, if these people really were so concerned about stopping climate change, which is really what they're telling us this is all about, then why would we be spending tens of trillions of dollars on single-payer health care and all of this other stuff that has nothing to do with climate change? I mean, it makes no sense at all. This is about socialism. That's what this is about, pure and simple. Figuring out a way to get everybody in America into a socialist economy.
Right. And, of course, what she's not telling you is that there is a socialist economy right now that's the greatest example in the world, Venezuela, and the people are starving, eating trash out of dumpsters, and they're raiding the zoos to eat zebras, because I guess zebra meat is supposed to be good, because there is no food. There's nothing on the shelves. The country is bankrupt, and the people are rioting. Women are all prostitutes. I'm not exaggerating. Read the articles. It's something like almost every Venezuelan woman is a prostitute now. It's the most incredible thing. They're all going to Colombia to become full-time prostitutes because there is zero money. They have no way to get a dime together to feed their families in Venezuela. So the young girls are all being forced to be prostitutes. An entire country where no one has food and everyone's a prostitute because there's no other way to get money. Is this what people want for America? So my belief, Justin, having gone to Columbia University, I was the only conservative at Columbia University. My classmate was Barack Obama, although I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, and never met another person who ever met him there at Columbia. But he graduated on the same day. Does that tell you a lot about him, the Manchurian candidate? But my theory is we had two professors named Cloward and Piven, and they said the only way to make America a liberal country and get rid of capitalism is to overwhelm the system, make everyone get on welfare and bring the system down and bankrupt everyone and bankrupt the government and bankrupt all the rich businessmen, and they'll all come to their knees and they'll beg for socialism and the government to save them. I believe this has been upgraded. The new plan is to bankrupt America and overwhelm America. You open the borders and fill us up with foreigners who all need welfare, and that's why they're so against the wall.
Yeah, look, it's entirely possible that is exactly what's going on. It's also possible that that at least some of these people are so delusional that they believe that we can just infinitely print money forever and that it's never going to come back to haunt us, and we can just print tens of trillions of dollars and loan out money to foreign powers all over the world, and that the rest of the world is going to continue using U.S. dollars even though it's becoming increasingly less valuable over and over and over again. We can just keep this cycle up. I mean, that's possible, too. It's hard to say whether these people are delusional or malevolent, but the reality is it's going to end the same way for people like you and me and the people who are listening to this show right now. We're all going to end up much worse off than we are today. Our kids are going to be even worse off than we are, and our grandkids could end up basically living in a socialist society. Not unlike what you saw in the Soviet Union, not unlike what you're seeing in Venezuela. It is possible. Venezuela was one of the most wealthy countries in South and Central America at one point in time. It was the wealthiest country.
Right.
And now it's in shambles because of socialism.
It's frightening. So tell us, you know, what's the gist of your book? I mean, socialism is evil, the moral case against Marx's radical dream. Let's hear what is in your book. Give me the highlights.
Sure. So the basic premise of the book is that conservatives are spending a little bit too much time, and we're doing it right now, but it's necessary, I think, because of what's in the news, talking about how socialism fails economically. And we don't talk enough about the moral argument against socialism, that it's really actually an evil system. Not only do you have to take away everyone's property and then redistribute it based on nothing that anyone has done to actually earn it, but in addition to that, you have to, because everything in a socialist society is collectively owned and managed, either in one industry or several industries or in the whole economy, that means that you have essentially a system where you have a tyranny of the majority, right? Where the majority of people make the decisions. So what happens if you have a single-payer healthcare system and the majority in society says, you know, we're going to have abortion? And So are the nuns and the devout Roman Catholics and the devout Christians and people who are just opposed to abortion generally, they all have to pay for abortion. They have no choice. They have to do it. And it's like that with every aspect of a socialist society. Anytime you have a controversial issue, you force people to violate their deeply held beliefs, whether those are religious beliefs or not. And so that's the basic premise of the book, that no matter what you do, even if socialism could work economically, and it doesn't, it fails every single time, just like it is in Venezuela. But even if it could work, you still end up with a society where you're forcing everyone in the society, or at least the minorities in society, to bend at the will of the majority and violate their deeply held beliefs.
Well, I mean, a communist society can't be much different at all from what they're recommending in Vermont and Virginia and New York and I don't know how many other states. At the moment the baby's born, the mother and the doctor decide if it lives or dies. Just kill it. It's alive. It's coming out of the womb. Just murder it. Isn't that a socialist society?
It's terrifying what's happening to this country. There's no question about it.
It's amazing, but what it is we're as divided as during the Civil War. The country isn't communist. Part of the country is communist. Part of the country is Trump country, and that's me and you. We love Trump. We love the Republican Party. We love conservatism. We love fiscal conservatism. We love capitalism. And the other half of the country is crazy, whacked out, insane, wacko communists riding in on a broom like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Evil witches on a broom. That's how America's divided right now. It's Civil War time. Justin Haskins, his book is Socialism is Evil, The Moral Case Against Marx's Radical Dream. You can find him at StoppingSocialism.com. Justin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
God bless. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. We're going to fight these socialists in the street. We'll fight them with crowbars, but I'm telling you right now, you could take my country from my cold, dead hands. I will lead this movement. I'm telling you, you're never going to win Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In the name of my uncle Mike Root that died a couple days ago, great man. In the name of my father, the butcher who believed in capitalism and sent his son to Columbia University, you will never win. You will never, ever, ever win. And if by chance you do, then you'll have to kill us in the streets. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show. Tangible Investments is a good capitalist company. Tangible CEO Silvano DeGeneva has been a friend of mine for 15 years. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. And I'm telling you right now, you need to buy gold, you need to buy silver, you need to buy precious metals, because this is coming. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's a disease. You don't see, you don't need open borders. She was born in the United States. She was raised where I was, Westchester County, New York. She is a disease. She's not a foreign disease. She's an American disease. She may be bought and paid for by the Russians and the Chinese communists who are trying to destroy this country and bring it down. Any country out there that hates America, why not give her $100 million in a Swiss bank account? Let her do her thing. Work her magic on her evil witch broom. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, sick woman, sick puppy. Wait till I tell you the next thing she said today. Wait, you haven't even heard the best yet. But Tangible Investments is out to save you, man. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who's ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle, retail value $199. Tangible wants to prove to you after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify. If you're $199 gold gift free, call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets. You've got to protect your assets from this evil communist witch. What have I said? My favorite new saying is, Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. And this is the proof. Our government is riddled with communists. Our Congress is riddled with communists. And Nancy Pelosi is like a moderate compared to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's on my side. She doesn't want socialism, she says. She just wants socialism light. If you look at what Nancy Pelosi believes in, it's socialism too. It's just this is an extreme form by Ocasio-Cortez. This is so extreme it scares Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They all see what's happening. Look at the latest quote from Ocasio-Cortez. The U.S. is a native land for all Latinos. All Latinos have a race-based right to migrate to the United States, Ocasio-Cortez said Thursday. We have to have respect for the right of human mobility. It's a right. We're standing on native land. Latino people are descendants of native people. We cannot be told and criminalized simply for identity and our status. Really? A country has no borders. And last I checked, Latino people came here and enslaved the Indians. You're not descendants of the native people. You came here and enslaved them. That was Mexico, by the way. Mexico and their generals came here. They were a constant war with the Indians. I just finished reading a book about the American Wild West. And one of the biggest takeaways of the book I found really interesting was that the Indians really didn't hate us, the white man. They hated the Mexicans so much. They hated them so much that when the Americans made treaties with them, they said, hey, you've got to exclude the Mexicans. We're going to agree. You be nice to us. You give us guns. You give us tobacco. You give us booze. We'll leave you and your settlers alone. But we got to be excluded and free to kill as many Mexicans as we want. We want to kill every Mexican we get our hands on. This is the truth of the American West because the Mexicans were so vicious and so brutal to the Indians, they made us look nice. Isn't that funny? You'll never hear that from her. As far as these people are concerned, the liberals, the commies, white people are always bad, and Americans are always bad, and anybody with dark skin is always good. But no, it's not like that. It's not like that. There were lots of bad people in history with dark skin. What are you kidding me? The Indians were like, we'll leave the white people alone, but man, don't ever ask us not to kill Mexicans, because it's our dream in life to kill Mexicans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's how bad the Mexicans were to the Indians. Now she's claiming she's part of them. Ocasio-Cortez's racial claim and radical claim would allow hundreds of millions of Latinos to migrate to the United States regardless of U.S. laws and voter preferences. Her argument would also deny similar race-based migration rights to people who are not Latinos. New York Representative tied her open borders claim to her denunciation of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. I will not commit $1 to an agency which dived when they were trusted to take care of Jacqueline Call. Can you imagine? Call was a Guatemalan child who died in early December, this past December, after her father carried her across a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. ICE didn't kill the child, you bumbling moron communist. Homeland Security didn't kill the child. Her parents killed the child, you idiot. They brought her across some horrible piece of the border. She got a disease, and she died when she got in our custody. We tried our best to save her. See, this is the insanity of these people. And then, wait a minute, there's more. I got to read one more before the music's on, but I got to read one more. She calls for defunding ICE, says they have a radical agenda. Her agenda is normal. And how about this idiot, Mazie Hirono, Democrat, Hawaii, Senator. She expressed skepticism about the Green New Deal. They take this stuff seriously. Because she says if you replaced air travel with high-speed rapid transport, it would be really hard for Hawaiians to get to America. They actually take this seriously. It's nuts dealing with nuts.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
One.